thank you for all that you've been. It's been you when I'm sad, you when I'm lonely. It's been you through thick and through thin. And when my heart broke so bad that I thought I should have died, you took the saving form of something deep fried. And when I was a pimple loser back in seventh grade, all my friends abandoned me, but you stayed. This is a song for you, fool.
Okay.
You're spicy.
I guess we're on. This is Wendy Kate's Dancer, and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. That's not our usual song, so I was a little confused.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure what's
okay,
going on.
All right, we'll take it. So we are on the air, and like I said, I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, and I am just so pleased to be here today. Darlene Kvist is not with us today. She actually has had an engagement earlier. I listened to her on another radio show, and she was actually presenting and teaching people about brain chemistry, and she was supporting a program of people that were trying to overcome addiction. So, which, you know, brings me back to, as I was thinking about this show today and just what's been happening in my life the last few days, I've done several presentations and classes this week, and I'm so happy that we are getting so busy that we had to split our wonderful team this morning. And I'm also so happy that we are on the air and that we have the show and that we can make such a significant impact on people's lives. And I also really want people to know how dedicated Dar is. She doesn't really talk about herself. She's pretty humble, but she has such passion for this work, and she works so hard on a daily basis and oftentimes 10, 12 hours a day. And the other thing I just want people to know is that, you know, we really, it's the passion that drives us. None of us are getting rich.
That's right.
But here we are. Yesterday morning, and I'm not an emotional person, but yesterday morning I'm standing in my class, my 6-week weight and wellness series, and this is so wonderful because I have a person that I'm mentoring to teach, and she's standing there with me, and she's telling her story about the impact that eating in balance and that eating the way that we tell people to eat has made on her life. And it was just incredible. And then she talked about her family and her husband. And it was so sweet because her husband had been one of my clients. And now I'm training her to be a teacher. And then the next thing I did is pulled out Melissa Smallman, who we had her on the radio in December. Just by listening to this show, she decided that she was no longer going to eat anything that she couldn't pronounce. And she, at this point, has lost 100 pounds. Then I started telling my own story. And it's like, and I started crying. And I started thinking about all of the people in my life that I've brought to nutritional weight and wellness. And it just goes on and on and on. And the impact that we made. And like I said, I'm not an emotional person. But it's like, I'm going, whoa, what is going on here? It's like, and what's so beautiful is that we have this full circle here today.
Yeah.
I have one of my great friends here, Mary Haughey. And Mary, you and I, what was it, 2 years ago mm-hmm. that we worked together and I mentored you to be a teacher.
That's right.
And here you are.
Here I am.
And you have, I'm not going to make you cry today,
but thank you.
But I know that when you look at the changes that you've made in your family and your daughter and your son, well, your two daughters and your son, but particularly
right.
your daughter. So
that's right.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's great. And, you know, looking back, I came to nutritional weight and wellness because I really saw a need, especially in my older daughter. Food did not, metabolize in her body very well. I had two children who were of normal size and weight, and then I had one child who would eat, and it just put weight on her, and I didn't understand that she needed to eat a different way. And so I really came to weight and wellness to help her out, But in effect, I helped my whole family, and now I am a teacher, and so I get to help tons of other people. So it's very rewarding. And so our topic today is eating fast without eating fast food. And I am here to tell you, as a busy mom of three.
Yes, Mary, tell us how busy you are. It's like I was like panting by the time we got up the stairs.
We were just discussing this on the way in. I have two teenagers, 15 and 13, and then I have a 10-year-old. And literally from the moment we get up in the morning until we go to bed at night, there are days that we are running ragged. Three kids in three different schools going three different directions with two parents to get them there, and sometimes one parent, depending on what the other one has going on at night.
So, you have to split up and...
We split up, and somehow we divide and conquer, and we get we get things done, and my husband and I are like passing ships in the night. I say, that's what you look like. Don't get to see you very much these days. But anyway, we make it work without eating fast food, and that is what I'm here to share with you today.
Isn't that wonderful? And you're also here to introduce,
I
said, we are coming full circle.
We have a threesome here today. I am here to introduce Claudia Paulin. She came to one of my Weight and Wellness Series 6-week classes in September, and unbeknownst to me, she came from a junk food junkie state of mind where she did not understand the impact of food, as a lot of people don't. And she was basically eating processed food. And about, you know, the third
and
week.
And fast food, I think.
And fast food.
A lot swing of, into those golden arches from time
a
to time.
A lot of boxed food. But, you know, she came to my class the first week, and I didn't know very much about her. But I started introducing her to the power of real food. And by week two, she came back and started journaling me, and she journaled me every week during class, telling me what changes she decided to make and how they impacted her life. And I could not believe the difference. She went from a junk food junkie to totally health conscious and preparing all her own food, which is really what we strive for.
And it was mind-boggling, and happened in a very short amount of time.
It was incredible. Mm-hmm. And finally, at week three, I said to Claudia, I said, where did you come from before you came to my class? And she said, well, basically, I've been eating out of a box. And I said, you have got to be kidding me. And I said, you jumped in with both feet, and you decided just to take a hold of this program. And she said, I did. So I'm really happy to have Claudia here today, and I'll let you tell, Claudia, tell a few things about yourself.
Okay, thank you. It's really great to be here today.
It's great to have you here.
Listen to the show on Saturdays, and it's kind of fun to be a part of it. But I did, I was encouraged to go to the classes by a friend of mine, an individual that's actually studying to become one of your instructors. And I think she saw some things in me that I might not have recognized. And some of the things that she was telling me about what she was learning kind of resonated, you know, the low energy level, some of the weight gain, some of those sorts of things. So I started going to the classes, and I started noticing changes right away. But my life, for busyness, my husband and I both work construction. And when you work construction, you travel where the work is. And so our commute can be from northern, the North Metro, all the way down to New Prague. I mean, we can be on the road for an hour and
hours.
A half to 2 to 3 hours a day. And
didn't you tell Mary in class that you felt like you were actually living in your car?
Living in our car, and especially the times when we should be preparing good meals, you know, breakfast and dinner, you know, we're on the road, we're battling traffic, you know, trying to get home. And by the time we get home, we're tired, we're not making good food choices. So that was one of the first areas where I really noticed a difference, was in some of the choices that we were able to make. You know, even with busy lives, we could do that. Not eating the fast food, not eating the junk food once we got home.
And I clearly remember her asking in class, what kind of foods travel well? You know, what can I do to have food in my car instead of pulling into a McDonald's or another fast food restaurant? And I said, you know, that is the key, having food on hand so that you are satisfying your hunger and you aren't driven into one of the fast food places. And so we did discuss that in class. And I said, you got a little cooler? Sure. And so she fills up her little cooler now instead of having to go.
In fact, Claudia brought her little cooler into the studio with us this morning. She pulled it out as we were preparing for our talk and ate her little snack, which is absolutely great. The thing that we really want to communicate to each and every one of you out there today, and I know we're three-teaming it, but I think it's just that important for anybody out, any of you out there that have an excuse, because we're going to dispel so many of those today.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mary, you have two teenagers, mm-hmm. three different schools, extremely busy life, Claudia living in your car, 3 hours a day on the road, and all of those things. And we want people to know it's doable. So that's our theme today, and that's what we want to communicate, that it's doable. Eating fast without fast food.
Yep. And the biggest thing I want to say is if you don't have a good nutritional foundation, you will never make it through a day like I have, because you will not have enough energy to get there. So
I know the other day I'm driving out of my, backing out of my driveway, and I have like, I work for Nutritional Weight and Wellness, but I have about three different jobs. You know, I teach class, I see clients,
host a radio show
and all of that stuff, you know, and all of a sudden I'm going, and it comes from like three different ways, you know, Nancy books me for this and I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm going to be busy from 9 o'clock this morning until 9 o'clock this evening. And it just hit me. And instead of, and then I just said, it popped into my brain, you know what? I get to be with myself all day long today. You know, so that's what you can do when you have the neurotransmitters, like Dar was telling the community of people that are struggling with addictions. That's what happens when you eat correctly and have that wonderful brain chemistry and energy. And it's time for us to take a break. We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stansler, registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I have the great privilege today to be here with Mary Hauge and Claudia Paulinch. I hope I said your name right. Mm-hmm. And we are having a discussion, as we always do, on nutritional weight and wellness about balanced eating, real good food to heal your bodies. But our discussion today really is about eating fast without fast food. And we just want everyone to know that it is doable for everyone out there that has an excuse of, I'm too busy, I don't have time to cook, I'm riding in my car all day, I have teenagers. What in the world do you do when you have kids? And I just over and over see parents just throw up their arms and that, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And we're here today to offer you a lot. We have two extremely successful people on the program that have done an excellent job under some very adverse conditions. I think we could agree. But I also want to give out the phone number before we let Mary and Claudia give us some tips on what they've done, like to be successful,
right,
not only with yourself, but with your families.
Right.
The number here is 651-641-1071. And if you would like to talk to us about what do you do for snacks, what do you do for meals, how do you prepare, that's what we're going to have a conversation about today. And I would also invite you, you know, to get out your pen and your paper, because we have a lot of wonderful, wonderful ideas for you. So which one of you would like to start?
I'll go.
All right, Mary.
My biggest tip I can give you about...
But for those people that might have just tuned in,
okay,
just kind of quickly review for us how, you know, how busy your schedule is. And
well, I have
three kids.
Three different schools going in three different directions most every day of the week. So, and we have chosen not to eat fast food. And so what that looks like is, for me, the number one tip I can give you is every week I make a menu. And I really don't like to grocery shop. I don't know too many people that do. So I only try to go to the grocery store once a week. So I get a piece of paper, and on one side, I write the days of the week that I have to cook for. And on the other side, I break my grocery store up into sections. And so when I look at my days of the week, I say, okay, what are we doing on Tuesday night? Well, I know on Tuesdays that the kids get home from school. They all three have instrument lessons. Two of them go to basketball. So we don't really get together. Yeah. So if I don't have something made in the time in between those things that they can grab and eat, you know, we're in trouble because we don't get back together at as a family until about 8:30 that night. So if I look at my list and I see I have Tuesday,
which is your worst day.
That's my worst day. What I will do is plan leftovers for that day.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It's great because that means either Sunday or Monday, I have to make a meal large enough that I will have leftovers for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I post this menu on my refrigerator and the kids can look up there and say, oh, it's leftovers. Okay, I'm going to grab what's in the refrigerator, and that's what I'm going to have for leftovers.
And you have a 15-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
Yep. And so, and then the rest of the days a week, I look at our schedule, and I plan a meal. A quick meal would be a stir fry. You throw some, you know, good meat, chicken, or beef, or fish, or whatever it is. Cook that up, and then throw in some frozen vegetables.
Right, the frozen stir-fry vegetables are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
If you have some, you know, like a fresh onion or zucchini, it can be very simple.
It doesn't have to be elaborate at all.
And I've seen some of those lines at McDonald's.
That's
I mean,
right.
It's like you sit in there for longer than 5 minutes, I'm
that's
sure.
That's right, you know, for sure. And, you know, the biggest challenge is what is for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
If you can tackle what is for dinner, and you plan the night before to defrost the chicken, or, you know, you have it on hand defrosted.
And you only shop, you have a family now of five.
Of five.
And you shop once a week.
I shop once a week.
And how long does it take you to shop?
It probably takes me an hour and a half to shop once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that is meals for 5 to 7 days, depending. If I need to go back and get some more fresh fruits or fresh vegetables, I will do a quick trip, but you can get through the express line with those items.
Sure.
You know,
exactly.
Just a few items. But my bulk is done in about an hour and a half once a week.
Now, mm-hmm. I would just, because I want to dispel another thing that gets in the way for people of actually eating healthy,
mm-hmm.
is because you were just talking to us on the way in here, Mary, about the fact that in the checkout line,
oh, yes.
You compare your grocery bill to the lady in front of you that has all the chips and the pop and the junk food.
This is what you do. You fill your cart with what you need. And then you find somebody in the grocery line who has about the same amount in their cart, except they have processed food in their cart and you don't. And you get behind them. And you conveniently check out how much they paid for their food. And you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to pay for your food, you see, you compare, and I always come out ahead, which my point is processed food in the long run is a lot more expensive than eating whole foods, real
and good
foods,
mm-hmm.
and good foods.
Yeah.
And the good foods get you a whole lot farther than the processed boxed foods do.
Right. Another thought that I had when I was taking the class about paying more for food is that with improved health, you're maybe paying a little bit more now. But you're not going to be paying so much later with health concerns. And, you know, it all kinds of equals out, I think.
I think even beyond that, because one of the things that I know is that in the 1940s, people were spending about 40% of their income on food.
Mm-hmm.
Now the statistics are we're spending about 10% of our income on food.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yet we're spending between 19% and 30% of our income on insurance and healthcare.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, and I think it's time that we look at that and reverse that process.
Oh, mm-hmm. You know, and I totally believe that because before coming to Weight and Wellness, we purchased the highest coverage of insurance. It was $7,500 a year for our family of five. And in the 4 years that we've been eating this way, we have been able to drop back to the $2,000 policy. So right there.
Well, also I remember you telling the story too, Mary, about the and what do you call those where you put money in
pre-tax
dollars?
Oh yeah, the cafeteria plan.
And right, and you were putting all this money in there, and after you did the nutritional weight and wellness, it was like
we had to buy Band-Aids because we weren't using up the money. So we had, my husband and I literally were at Target on New Year's Eve trying to spend the last $150, and we're buying Band-Aids and cold packs and you know, emergency kit for the car. I mean, it was just funny, but it really reiterates the power that really good food has in your body, and it can eliminate so many problems and so many trips to the doctor with kids.
Not, but it's not any wonder, as we're standing here, this just occurred to me that a lot of these objections, what people have, you know, I can't possibly afford it, I don't have enough energy, how can I possibly cook? It's truly because they don't have the good food for the neurotransmitters and the energy.
That's right.
And so, Claudia, let's get back to you. I mean, how did you start? My word, you were drinking pots of coffee, junk food junkie. I mean...
Well, I was a caffeine addict and a sugar addict were probably my two big downfalls. And one of the things that I think empowered me the most, if I can use that word, was the information that I got from even the first session of the class that we had. I came home after that first class, and Mary had told us in detail what sugar and especially artificial sweeteners were doing to the cells in my body. I have not had artificial sweeteners since that class.
Yay.
That must have been a graphic picture.
And that was a 30-year addiction. I mean,
wow.
I had been drinking, you know, at least a pot of coffee a day, and each one had one of those little packets of sweetener in it for 30 years. And I mean, that information just gave me the what I needed to say, I'm not going to do this anymore. But I just found that as I replaced the processed foods with whole foods, first of all, it's very simple. You know, my cooking, the menus are very, very simple to follow. And I just felt so much better. And some other things I noticed was that we were throwing away a lot less food. You know, it seemed like if I made something that came out of a box, it was convenient and quick. But the leftovers would not get used. They'd be thrown away. And now when I make things out of whole foods, the quality is so much better that, you know, it's good the next day. And so that's part of my strategy is I'll
make... You actually want to eat it the next day.
Yeah, you want to eat it the next day. So if I'm going to be making, say, a rice to go with a meal, I'll make a whole great big pot of it, you know, good brown rice. And it just stays in the refrigerator, and we'll eat a little bit, you know, in subsequent days.
Or the other thing you can do is to put some of that in the freezer, right?
You bet. Yeah, it usually doesn't last that long in our house.
Oh, okay. It gets eaten. Well, great. Good.
We eat it up right away. But that's one of the things that I do is if I'm cooking, I'm going to cook for this day, and then I'll also cook for a couple of subsequent meals that either get frozen or eaten as leftovers.
So instead of just warming up your oven for like one salmon loaf, for instance, you'll put like two in, right?
Absolutely.
Cut them up for... Yeah, your snacks and things like that.
And that's a quick, easy, it can be breakfast, it can be going to lunchbox, you know, for anywhere where there's a microwave, you can have salmon for a meal.
So yeah. Claudia, we talked about you having a cooler in your car now so that you don't have to drive through a fast food. Tell us what you put in that cooler and what travels well, because I think there are so many people in your situation, and I know a lot of us moms, that's how we spend our day, is driving our kids around.
Right.
And so... what do you put in that cooler that keeps you satisfied to get from point A to point B without having to drive through?
Well, it varies, but my favorite ones are cottage cheese if I'm in a place where I can, you know, eat something with a spoon. For things that I can just grab and go, nuts are always wonderful.
So let's just stop and say something about nuts, because there are nuts that are not, that we don't want to eat. So we want to make sure that we preserve that good, healthy fat.
Right.
So either buy them raw. We usually have people buy them raw or at a health food store. We don't want these. We're not talking Planters peanuts,
right,
are we?
Right.
No.
We don't want things that are roasted in cottonseed and soybean oil. So get them raw, roast them yourself, or buy them at the co-op.
Right.
So,
and almonds are great. Nuts, yeah.
They are wonderful, aren't
they? They're just wonderful. I use the Nutritional Weight and Wellness recipe book all the time, and one of their recipes is for beef jerky, which I had never considered making before, but it's so simple to make, and you can, you know, it just sits in your oven overnight. I fill the whole oven with it, and then I've got beef jerky that's, you know...
It doesn't really need to be refrigerated.
Doesn't need refrigeration. It lasts, you know, I would say forever, but we eat it so quickly.
Yeah.
But that's another
just
great
like the
one.
Rice.
That, yeah, it just... you know, it's really doesn't take any thought. It's there. It satisfies the hunger so that I'm not tempted to, you know, pull into fast food or stop at a convenience store or something. I've got something
because
right at my
once,
side.
Once you get too hungry.
Oh,
right?
it's all over.
It's all over. It's all over.
Yeah. Then it's just an instinctive search for food. And the first thing I come to is what I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are side effects to eating like this, right? I mean, you were telling us as we, again, were preparing for the show about your husband, and he hadn't eaten breakfast in how many years?
I hope he's not listening.
Uh-oh.
I promised I wouldn't talk about him. I just said I wouldn't talk about him much. But
all right. Yeah, well, this is the much.
In the 14 years I had known him, I had never seen him eat breakfast, and he would insist that breakfast made him too sleepy or he couldn't function after he ate breakfast. And since September, he has eaten breakfast with me almost every day. You
Isn't
know,
that amazing?
And
you're having breakfast together.
We're having breakfast together. It's a good breakfast because I raise my own chickens. So I'm getting organically fed, you know, eggs from these wonderful chickens, very fresh eggs. And so that's kind of a bonus, too. And I use some of that leftover rice and I fry that with the eggs. And it's just, you know, so it's quick and easy, you know, 15 minutes start to finish. And we're done with breakfast. So it's not like it's a meal that you have to get up an extra hour early to.
And you could certainly spend that time sitting in those lines.
Oh, yeah.
At a fast food restaurant.
Yeah. So it's made a big difference there. I think we're both sleeping better. I know I am. And one thing I hadn't mentioned yet is that when I started the class, I was experiencing horrible hot flashes and night sweats. And that probably was one of the reasons that I thought I would try the classes. And they disappeared after about 3 weeks. And they have not returned.
Isn't that amazing?
So my sleep is continuous and wonderful, and I think that is just a direct result of the changed nutrition. Big difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there you are with your cooler. I just love it. And you know, I know, Mary, you pack lunches for all three of your kids, don't you? And we'll talk about, we're going to give you more ideas when we get back because we have a lot of them. But let's just talk a little bit about, well, what's wrong with fast food? Well, first of all, it has too many calories, it has too many bad fats, it has too much sugar, too many man-made chemicals, and too few nutrients. Could this prescription get any worse? We'll be right back with Dishing Up Nutrition.
If you're pre-diabetic, insulin-resistant, or diabetic, you know that managing your blood sugar requires careful attention to food choices and eating patterns. At times, it may even feel like a full-time job. Do cravings drive you to poor food choices to boost your blood sugar quickly? Would you like a simple, healthy eating plan? Nutritional Weight and Wellness has helped hundreds of clients successfully prevent and manage diabetes. Their clients have reported better fasting blood sugars and A1Cs, along with more energy and greater well-being. Following a balanced eating plan can also help avoid hearing and vision loss, impotence, and kidney failure that can result from high blood sugars. Nutritionists prepare individual food plans and explain what to eat and how frequently to eat to stabilize your blood sugar. Eating the right combination of foods diminishes cravings and increases metabolism, which helps with weight loss. Nutritional Weight and Wellness, 651-699-3438, or visit their website, weightandwellness.com, to learn more about classes or individual consultations. Their offices are located in both St. Paul and Wayzata.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse and nutritional counselor, and I'm here today with Mary Haughey and Claudia Paulinch, and we are having a conversation about eating fast without fast food, and we want everyone to know that it is doable.
That's
right, Mary?
Very doable.
And I know you have some information over there for us on sugar and what actually is in that fast food.
Well, here I have French fries. And back in the 60s, the package of French fries served at a very famous fast food restaurant only contained...
We won't mention any names, but they're all doing the same thing.
Yeah, 220 calories. In the 70s, the size of the fries went to 320 calories. In the 90s, it went to 380 calories. And in 2007, the serving size of fries now is 570 calories.
So all of which turns into sugar.
And
the hydrogenated, partially hydrogenated
trans fats. That's right.
Trans fats.
And what people don't understand is that it's not just foods that you would consider sugary sweet foods, but it is French fries. It's, you know, breads. It's that don't have a lot of fiber. It's things like that that also turn into sugar in your body. So this is a lot of extra sugar that your body simply doesn't need.
And why is that so bad, Claudia?
Well, you reminded me that with this information of that first night of class when I went home and quit pretty much cold turkey. But sugar does amazing things. It increases cholesterol. The pain and inflammation in your body is increased. Prematurely ages skin. Decreased libido, decreased fertility, your metabolism slows down.
I don't want that prescription either.
You know, the immune system is harmed by sugar. It's just not good for our cells. Yeah, very dangerous.
Exactly. So we actually have some calls here. So let's take a call. Elaine?
Yes. Hello.
Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Hello to you.
Thank you.
Did you have a question for us?
Yes. I just want to say, first of all, I've listened to you all from the beginning and tried to put into practice everything and have seen Dar several times throughout the years, and it has made a gigantic difference in my lifestyle and everything put together. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
My question is, as I have journeyed and, you know, gotten on the whole foods, the organic, the supplements, all of these things, I have felt much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
I am a teacher, and I do what you say as far as the cooler.
Oh,
with
good.
All the things.
It's hard. It's hard as a teacher. I understand. I sit down with teachers, and they don't even have time to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. But my question is, I just got my physical back last week, and everything was very good. However, there was one thing that concerned me, and I don't know how to fix it.
Okay.
And so I was just wondering, the total cholesterol that I came up with was 360.
Okay.
And the only difference as I try to analyze my diet and life is that I've added, coconut flour, coconut milk, and coconut butter, and maybe did too much. I don't know. But just wondering what your advice is as far as cooking healthily and lowering that, or what the reason for that might be.
Yeah, well, let's look at, there are a number of reasons for high cholesterol. One could be that you're menopausal.
Okay, I'm post.
Post.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there are a few years there, Elaine, where our body is actually, we use cholesterol to make more hormones. And when, you know, our ovaries are shutting down,
yes,
our body kicks out more cholesterol to try to make more of that estrogen.
Okay.
The other thing that we need to look at, because it gets complicated, you know, is what was your HDL? What's your ratio?
Yeah, the HDL. Each HDL is 93. Does that make sense?
93. Well, see, that's excellent.
Okay. And the LDL, lower than 130.
Okay.
It says NA. I don't know what that means.
Well, that doesn't make sense then, that your total cholesterol is 360. Because, I mean, your numbers look great. I mean, your HDL is 93, your LDL is 130. It doesn't make sense, your total. You know, why don't you fax that to the office, Elaine? If you would just call
651-699-3438.
3438.
Okay.
And fax that to the St. Paul office and have them put Attention Wendy on it.
Okay.
And then also put your phone number on there, will you, Elaine? And then I'll give you a call and we'll get this figured out.
Thank you so much.
But those that, and it sounds like you're doing a great job. You know, things that lower cholesterol, are and raise our HDLs, but your HDLs are great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, our exercise, fish oil.
Yes,
I don't, you know, unless you're eating a ton of the coconut flour.
And I'm thinking that I started putting a lot of that coconut oil on my bread.
Yeah.
I don't have much bread, but just in the morning, but maybe 1 to 3 tablespoons of it a day is what I've been using, and I don't know if that's too much. Plus,
well, it shouldn't be. Again, we'd have to look at the overall way you're eating, and we don't have enough time to do that on the show. But I think from what you're telling me, I think you're fine.
Okay.
And coconut oil is coconut. We love using coconut oil.
Yeah. Well,
it helps balance our blood sugar and should bring down the cholesterol and inflammation. So.
Yeah, okay. Total cholesterol, HDL ratio 3.9.
Okay.
I don't know, but I will...
Yeah, do that, and I'd love to help you out with that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for listening to the show and calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And we'll take... Oops, I put that on hold instead of drop. I'm not... Here, we'll try this one. Okay, and then we have Leona.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Yes, thank you for this wonderful program.
Well, thank you for calling.
I'm told I have IBS, and for fiber at breakfast, I used to cook oatmeal with a quarter of a cup of wheat bran and a quarter of a cup of oat bran from the bulk foods at the co-op, and I thought that wheat bran was good for prevention of colon cancer and oat bran was good for heart health. And I had a very good HDL cholesterol, and when I learned I probably had IBS, as a precaution, I stopped the wheat bran and later stopped the oat bran. Now I'm wondering if I'm getting enough bran with 2 teaspoons of Benefiber, which is a soluble fiber, and then some fruits and vegetables. On page 21 of your class folder, it lists 9 items giving 30 grams of fiber.
Yes.
As 1 cup kale, 1/2 cup great northern beans, 1/2 cup of brown rice. And I don't know if these amounts are raw or cooked.
They could be either.
And then also 2 cups of cabbage, et cetera.
Yep.
And my question is, does that mean that each of these items contains 30 grams of fiber or all of them together?
Great question, Leona. That is an example of how many vegetables that you need to eat to get 30 grams of fiber per day. So it's the total of all those that gives you the 30 grams of fiber.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if a guy could eat that much.
So that's what I would recommend for you is to increase your vegetables for the fiber.
Some of these, I understand, are gas-forming, as beans, cabbage, and broccoli. And with IBS, I would think to avoid gas-producing foods. So how do I think about including fiber, including whole wheat bread, and not losing the good HDL cholesterol colon cancer protection?
Yeah. Well, Leona, really with IBS, you do not want to be eating bread. You don't want to be, you do not want that wheat. I mean, that's totally accurate.
Okay.
And then we really shouldn't get gas from our vegetables. What you want to look at is a balance of your intestinal flora. Right, Mary?
That's right. Getting that good bacteria in to help you digest your foods better is going to be extremely beneficial to you. The other thing I would recommend is flaxseed are superior for fiber. You grind them up and put them, sprinkle them on your food before you eat them or mix them into your yogurt.
Yeah.
And those are excellent for you. They also have good omega-3 fatty acids in them.
Yep.
Yeah, I do put... a good teaspoon of flax in my yogurt.
Is it ground?
Ground, yeah.
You do? Okay, good.
You can increase that to, we say, up to 2 tablespoons of ground in a day, and that will give you a lot of fiber.
But start slowly.
Yep, start slowly.
And if you have any other questions, I'm getting the signal it's time to take a break, Leona.
Okay.
But, please call our office, and we'd be happy to help you with any further questions.
Okay.
651-
Okay.
699-3438.
3438.
Did you get that?
Yep.
And
thank you.
Thank you so much for the call. Well, and like I said, it's time to take a break. We are having a conversation about fast food without fast food restaurants, right?
We'll
be right back.
Looking for a speaker for your next meeting, conference, or education hour? How about a topic that affects your audience both professionally and personally? Health and nutrition resonate on many levels because all of us want to look and feel our best. Nutrition educators from Nutritional Weight and Wellness address groups of all sizes on topics varying from Nutrition 101 to increasing metabolism, balancing moods, hormonal health, and restful sleep. Presentations range from 1 hour to full-day seminars and can be tailored to your group's interests. What can you expect? Sound information with real-life examples, making the topic accessible and relevant to your group. Motivating, interactive presentation styles that engage the audience. Handouts and takeaway strategies for practical application and ongoing impact. Nutritional Weight and Wellness delivers information that that makes a difference in people's lives by changing the way people think about food. Enthusiastic audience responses often result in return appearances to explore other topics. Call 651-699-3438 to learn more about booking a nutrition educator for your next meeting or event. 651-699-3438.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We just have a few minutes left, but we do have a caller that we want to take, so we're going to jump right into that. And then we're going to give you some more suggestions about what you can do. We're talking about eating fast without fast food. And Rita, you've been on the line. Thank you for holding for such a long time. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Thank you. My question is, you talk about, you know, we try to avoid the fast food as well.
Yes.
But say if you're on the road, and I'm wondering about places like Chipotle or Subway, if you make the right choices, if they're safe to eat, you know what I mean, good to eat.
Yeah, well, the first thing you need to know is that, and Dar did a lot of research, as did some of the other people at our office, you know, really searching through fast food to see if we could find something healthy.
Yeah.
And there wasn't really anything there are compromises. So there are things like, for instance, at Wendy's, the chili, the good news about the chili is that it's balanced.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news about the chili is it has dyes and chemicals and things like that in it.
Okay.
Always pretty much when you're getting a salad, the salad dressing has high fructose corn syrup and refined oils. Chipotle's, you know, if you're getting the burrito bowl, that would be pretty good. We do know that they put soybean oil in the, like the peppers are fried in soybean oil.
Oh.
That's not the worst thing though. But, you know, if you just ask for just a little bit of rice, and then you can get lots of veggies and the guacamole
and
their chicken, is, raised without hormones and things
right.
like that. So I think that would be a good choice. And,
okay.
you know, and that's balanced.
Okay.
And like I said, the chili is balanced, but just know that you're getting, so the two things we recommended at Wendy's is, you know, the chili and the Caesar salad.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you're going to eat somewhere, if you get a Caesar salad, and if they would have, olive oil and vinaigrette, that would be the best. I have a lot of my clients that are in their car from here to there. I had one lady that was so addicted to Caribou. I mean, for a year and a half, we were working on that. And finally, I just said to her, you know, why don't you stop in at Lund's or Byerly's and get some chicken salad from the deli?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and then the other thing is that, you know, we are really blessed in this area to have as many of the co-ops, and the Whole Foods and Fresh and Natural, things like that, to, you know, kind of think about those things. Now, what we recommended here, this is kind of funny, but at Culver's, it's like to get the grilled chicken salad, but without the chicken, because it has cottonseed oil in it, which is a very harmful oil. Now, who would think? Why would they do that?
Right.
So to get the chicken, are we okay, Ray? Oh,
one
we
more
do?
Break.
Okay, so, all right. Well, anyway, we'll, Rita, are you still there? Anyway, so we'll give you some more of these suggestions when we come back. We have to take one more break.